The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Beautiful day. Well, we're actually having a bit of rain around here, but it's all good. Thank you for joining the show. I appreciate it. Today, Sunday, we're having a show. We're talking a little bit about reality, what life is truly about. As you know, what we do is we raise you to a higher level of consciousness and allow you to become your best self, for you to understand that you are great and you are greatness. Being who you are, the person that you are, you must understand that nobody can ever know you as well as you may know yourself. Others will try to tell you how to live and what to do and what would benefit you, and that's not true, because those people will not know your purpose. You are the only one that will know your purpose. If somebody's trying to convince you the best way to live, it's not possible, because they cannot possibly know what is best for you. They may have an opinion, but it is only an opinion. So we allow them to be themselves and then try to get to know who we are and to know thyself and to live your best life. This is what we do. We try to get you up to your higher level of consciousness. Just yesterday, somebody asked me if I pray, and I said, no, prayer is not necessary, because when you are praying, you are actually speaking to your higher self. You are giving notes and reminders to your higher self as to the life that you want to live and how you can get to it, simply by just reminding yourself of what you're trying to accomplish. All things that you put forth to get this great life comes from within. No one is coming to rescue you. It's not possible. And you don't need to be rescued. If you heard the show last week, somebody was asking me, rescuing from what? Well, nothing is coming to affect you. And you do not need to be rescued. When somebody asking me if I pray, I realize they think that the external forces out there, a separate God probably, is there for my protection. There's nothing external from you. Everything is within. And I've said many times, when you show up here and you assume a body and you become a person, you carry the spirit of life within you. It doesn't go away. It doesn't die. You can change it. After a while, your body gets so old, you cannot take this with you anymore, the body. You lay it down because it's probably diseased or broken or just generally old. Much like your old car, you got rid of it and got a new one because you're starting to have problems with it, probably. The body is much the same. The spirit that exists is you, and you're within the body and you bring it around. You get it from point A to point B. That's what you do. praying for me, it's not possible. Which brings me to an email I received today, where I read it this morning, actually, when I came into the studio, and it stated that these people are praying for me. How is that possible? How is that possible? You're asking whoever you're praying to do good things. I hope it's good things for me, or to help me, to save me, or rescue me, or do something. Well, you cannot pray for another person. You could wish them well, but the wishing came from you. So in turn, you're going to be an awesome person, and you're doing good, and you will get back what you've given. You will get good karma if you are willing or trying to help others. But to pray for another person, it's not possible. That person is you. That person is connected, or people, or whatever it is that you're praying to and praying for, it's connected to you. All you have to do is to remind yourself of the things that you're trying to accomplish in your life and go towards it. Do your own life. It's not possible for you to pray for anyone. So thank you very much, whoever sent that email. I appreciate your good gesture, but I don't need to be prayed for, because you're assuming I need to be rescued. And the question comes down to, are you rescuing me from what? We're all perfect people. You are perfect in your way, simply because there is no other you. You are unique. There isn't a two of you out there. Therefore, the format in which you were built from makes you perfect. If you're thinking otherwise, you're too busy trying to compare yourself to something else, which you're not and you could never be. I do not need to be prayed for. Thank you. So another email says, the end is near. Save yourself. I chuckled. I really chuckled. The statement was, there's a lot of people in the world that believes in the God and heaven and hell, and they all can't be wrong. Really? He says, the end is near. I should save myself. And again, save myself from what? But I appreciate the fact that that was actually a part of your email that says, save myself. Because if there was any saving going on, yes, I'd be the only one that would be capable of saving me. But again, I say, save me from what? The end is near. I thought that was quite interesting. I've been hearing that my whole life. And so did my mother and her mother and her mother and her mother for generations to come. The end is near. Not saying when or if. But we've been here for billions of years. Our time here is more less than a snap of a finger. We come through, we move on. You come back, you do it again. What is the end? I would like to know that. Because we've been here for so long, it's quite obvious that our time will come and we will pass and we will not see an end. Because there is no end. The circle of life continues. The ring you wear on your finger is a perfect circle. It continues. You're not able to find an end to it. Life does not end. But if you feel that it's near, more power to you. Today, we're talking a little bit about reality. First of all, I want to say thank you all for coming to the show. Thank you for being here. You're listening to Barrington. You're listening to the Barrington Awakened Show. We do this every Sunday at 3 p.m. as well as Thursday nights at 10. Thank you for that. I do get a lot of emails and people saying that they appreciate the show. It gives them a little pep, it gets them going, and it gives them little things to look forward to in life. I appreciate that. Occasionally I get one that people are not happy. My opinion, people are not happy and they're trying to fix me. But I'm not broken. If you have a judgment call to assume that I'm broken, how did you get that? And how do you determine what is broken? Are you saying it's just different from what you would do? Wake up. And again, thank you all for responding to the emails and taking the time to send us an email. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Barrington. To people from all around the world that is listening, I appreciate what you're doing. I thank you for being here. Without you, I wouldn't need to be here. We all know that when the teacher is ready, the students will show up, or vice versa. Thank you for taking the time. And from wherever you are in the world, welcome. Welcome home. Home is your spiritual base from where all life begins. Talk a bit about reality. Do you know that if you put your entire faith into believing in something that may be real or may not be real, it has stopped you from wanting to challenge yourself to get to the answers that you're confused about? If you think somebody's going to come and take care of everything for you, you have just stopped yourself from your own growth, your own development. You know, you believe the answers that you were given, and you take it as the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. But what if it's not? What if it is not? Are you being led like a sheep, and you're going to end up where you end up? And at some point, find out that you don't, what you believed your entire life may not be the truth. One of the examples, I was out with some friends yesterday doing a little bit of fishing. Thank you very much, Kevin, for inviting me out there. I really appreciate that. The day on the lake was amazing, a chance to get away. Anyhow, one of the things I realized just being there was understanding that everybody has their own view on life. And a lot of people tend to believe theirs is the best, like our religion, for example. If you're saying the Muslims got the best one, or the Torah preaches the best, or Christianity is the best, it is your own personal belief. And you can't compare the best. It's just preference. So saying it's better is just saying you like it more, or you're more familiar with it. But you have to wake up and understand that we all have a view, a focus in life, and we move towards it. You have to challenge yourself. You have to create something that's going to give you satisfaction more than just another person's ideas of how your life should be. Wake up. Wake up and understand there's a lot more to you. I usually put that part in the monologue, but today I didn't. There's a lot more to you than you know. Don't spend your life believing. That's wasting time. Spend your life knowing. And once you know, then you understand the belief was just somebody else's idea. The example I used yesterday, again, I was going to say, we talked about Christmas and Santa Claus, and how all these young children who are undeveloped would believe the story of Santa Claus. I hope you know the story. I'm not going to go into it. But you'd get presents at the end of the day in the morning when you wake up. And they're excited and they know it's real. Some of them will even tell you they saw Santa and they believe everything about it. Then after a few years, they realize, wait a second, cut that. That's not true. That can't be true. Because think about it. We don't even have a chimney. You know, and if this man was coming into our house every night in the dark to put presents in, he'd be arrested a long time ago. Anyway, we understand this story. We're not digging into it. But you get to a certain point in your life where you've developed enough to understand it's not real. Well, we know Easter bunnies don't lay eggs. Chocolate eggs. I don't know how all those got married together, but as an adult and you're able to do rational thinking, you could say, wait a second, yeah, that doesn't even make any sense at all. If you were to allow yourself to dig into the stories that you've been told and you've decided to conduct your entire life into believing this, you'll also see a lot of holes in it. Yes, rabbits can't lay Easter chocolate eggs. Or no one is coming to rescue you, and they can't be an up there and a down there, and you need to be prayed for. All of this stuff. And one of the examples I used with the person I was having a conversation with was, do you actually condone slavery? And they, well, no, of course not. But the book you follow in says you should. And it's okay to do that. And all these examples. And I went further saying that if you actually read it, you too would have a lot of questions and of facts that you don't believe. And of course, the bounce back was, yeah, well, I don't believe that. Well, it's either all true or it's not. It's either 100% truth or it's not. And it's not designed for you to pick 60, 80% of it to follow because it sounds good and then dismiss the other 40, 30%, whatever it may be. If you're going to follow it 100%. If there's a lie or untruth or something you don't agree with morally, you're still saying the God that created you and make you who you are is saying, that's fine. These are the rules. Just pick the one that applies to you and forget about the others. But then why were they made? Just wake up. If you're going to believe something that's going to stop you from developing your own curiosity and your own growth, you might want to research to see if it's actually true. Don't just take the word, simply because it's been proven many times that the word could have been changed. You've given away your power to extend your knowledge. You're giving away your power to allow you to grow. You've given away everything that's going to lead you into knowing thyself. Wake up. Wake up. Every now and again, we go through rough patches in life. I think everybody gets it. Every now and again, you get like somebody's beating the, taking the wind out of your sail. Every once in a while, we go through this. Everything seems to be going wrong. No matter what you do, it turns out bad. You did it last year, it worked out great. For some reason or another, this happens to a lot of us, a lot of people, where you just go through patches, rough patches in your life. So imagine being on an airplane and you're having a smooth sail fly and you're enjoying the meal and the flight and everything about it. And all of a sudden you hit turbulence, not enough to scare the crap out of you, but enough for you to realize that the flight is not always going to be smooth. Well, that's life. You are going to encounter some days of hardship, some periods of hardship. In my research and experiences, it seems to be about a 10-year cycle, 7 to 10 years. Everything is fantastic. You're having a good life. It's great. And then bang, everything hits the fan. And everything seems to be distorted. You've just gotten into turbulence. What's causing it? I don't know. I realize that I've been here, we've been here, you've been there before, and it's now the time to show your strength, your resilience. It's time to rejuvenate. If it did take 7 years for the cycle to complete, the new one is starting, and all you're doing, you're adjusting yourself to it, preparing yourself for it, to get to show your strength. Do not take it personal. Do not allow it to break you down. Do not give up. And for whatever happens in life, keep your head up. It's hard. I'm hearing this more and more every day. It's difficult. We're struggling. We're having a hard time even meeting the simple needs of life. It's putting pressure on your lifestyle, your partner's lifestyle with you probably. But it is a path. It's a journey. When you are on that ship sailing, you are going to encounter rough waters. It's just how life is. You will feel turbulence in life. It is how it is. We would love to just sail smooth forever and not have to deal with these issues that pop up. I'm not quite sure why it's a 10-year cycle, but I do know that when you come to that point, you're a brand new person. It takes 7 years for the entire body to rejuvenate itself. So maybe it's a psychological thing. I say maybe, and I don't like saying that word, but maybe it's a psychological thing for us to readjust, to reset, to restart. And because you're the brand new you is looking at the issues that were there before, the brand new you has to rise up and adjust these things and deal with it. Hold your head up. You've been here before. Remember what you did the last time. You've had a fun time the last 7 years dancing to the music. Unfortunately, right now it's time to pay the piper. Hold your head up. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not think this is going to be it for more than its cycle, which is usually very short for you to bounce through, figure out, prioritize, get things going again. Wake up. Wake up. Even the beautiful roses out there have bad days or nights or periods where it's just not working. The tree that's on my front lawn, I think it's had 3 diseases already since I've been there. But the point being is that life happens, certain things will happen, and you will have to rise above it and do not allow it to become the master of you. Do not allow these simple situations, very minimal things, to become the rest of your days. A friend of mine quoted Les Brown yesterday, actually, and what we've come up with. He says, first of all, if you're able to look up, you could get up. But the one that stuck with me since I was a teenager was, do not sweat the small stuff. And if you could just step away from that package and take a good look at it, you will realize it is only small potatoes. This too shall pass. Wake up. We want to introduce you to spirituality. We want you to wake up and understand when you're having a moment of cloudiness, when you're having a moment of not being able to concentrate on things, when you're having a moment of everything seems to be going wrong, all the things that were smooth for you in the past seems to be a little jagged right now. You take a minute, you step away from it, you get into a state of meditation where you allow the brain to slow down. Oh yeah. Just slow down. And take a good look at what you're dealing with. You're not able, none of us are able to deal with all these things together at the same time. You've been told many times about we can multitask. That's not true. If you think you can, go in the mirror right now and look in both eyes at the same time. You are only able to focus on one item at a time. Multitask sounds like a fantasy of some sort. You're only thinking of one thing at a time. Allow yourself that moment to go ahead and prioritize things and make sure you put the ones that are most important at the top of the list and go to it. If I were to throw 10 pennies at you, and I'm saying that because that's all I've got, if I throw 10 pennies at you at the same time, there's a good chance you probably only catch one or none because you're so scattered and confused. But if I was to slow things down and throw you a penny one at a time, I'm sure you'll catch them all. Wake up. Deal with it. Do not try to address everything at once. Put out the fire that's burning the hottest. Isn't that what we learn how to do? What we're supposed to do? Prioritize and realize it's very important for you to know this too shall pass. You got this. You got this. Wake up. Square up the shoulders. Remind yourself who you are. You could even verbally say that. I am this. And this is what I am going to do. And the praying is not necessary. We're going to take a minute. We're going to take a look at some email. And then we'll get back to the
All right. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken. With your host, Barrington, you can write to us right now with a question or a comment. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. instudio101@gmail.com. You can also write to us anytime during the week, and that email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. Let's get to it. Tim writes in, I kind of know that your life was one of people telling you how to think and what to do all your life. I think that's why you have some resentment. That's from Tim. Okay, Tim. Carla says, I'm listening to you, Barrington, and I do believe in a God, so I am praying for you, regardless if you like it or not. That's from Carla. Francis says, so you admit it, your mom, your grandma, your great-grandma, all telling you how to live, what to believe in, etc. That's why I think you are resentful. That's from Francis. Wow, okay. Josh says, I notice a lot of your teaching, which I love, has to do in reference to the Bible and God, etc. Why even bring that stuff up if you really don't believe in it? That's from Josh. Andy wants to know, how can we rescue ourselves if we're that good and we are our own gods? We shouldn't need rescuing. Our lives should be perfect. That's from Andy. Gail says, Barrington, you are broken from the word. That's from Gail. Karen says, when your kids were little, even though we know Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are fake, did you not, at least while they were 2-3 years old, make believe there was a Santa? That's from Karen. And lastly here, Patty said, you are absolutely right about slavery in the Bible, but that was the Old Testament. The New Testament that I believe in cancels all of the Old Testament when Jesus came to save our souls. Things changed in history in the New Testament, which is more of a modern way of living. He was against slavery, etc., etc. That's what I believe in, not the Old Testament. Back to you.
Okay, well, thank you. Wow. They're swinging out there today. A lot of judgment, and I hope these people are Christians, and I do want them to know that the first rule of it is not to judge. So here we go. The New Testament does talk about all the slavery stuff. I don't know why it was changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament. I haven't given it that much thought, but it does talk about a lot of the things. And you can't say it's the old time of living if the God from the creation of life started everything. And why would the know-all of everything decide to change it? Because there's been a mistake or been something that needs to be altered. And that's pretty much what it was, what it has, what's happened. Altered. So it is what it is. Excuse me. Sorry. Whoa. Okay. So going back to the Old Testament and New Testament, yes, it's been changed. It's been altered. A lot of reasons in history as to why they needed to change it, need to alter it. I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. But the New Testament says a lot of what the Old Testament did say, and it's doing the very same thing that the old one did. If we hang out long enough, they'll come out with a new version, because they have to. Life evolves, and they can't go back and change what was written in stone, no pun intended. Written in stone, they have to just alter it for today. I heard that Donald Trump had his own version or something like that, and the Queen changed a part of it, and so on and so forth. We're seeing this as we go through. Did I tell my children about Santa? Of course I did. Are you kidding? They were the best behaved children through that period. But it's a story that we tell our children, and it works for them. But inevitably, they get to a point in life where they realize it cannot be true. And maybe I'm dead wrong about this, but I don't believe it's true. And a lot of people out there will second that. So we told them, they were young, they didn't understand. We gave them the idea. Some tradition I even hear, bring a little elf to put on the shelf to keep a watch on the kids to make sure they're doing everything right. How far are we going to go to lie to our children? We all do it. We've always done it. Yes, I also gave them chocolate eggs that came from a bunny. Anyway, broken from the word? Wow, that's pretty deep. That's very judgmental. But thank you for psychologically analyzing me on the phone, if I could ever say those words. But I appreciate your time. I appreciate you taking the effort. But I think you're listening to the show for the wrong reasons. And I'm just saying that because if you can conclude on my show that I am broken, wow, you're amazing. I didn't even think so because I don't consider myself broken. Appreciate your time. Thank you for that. Won't need back. Okay, so we're talking about the references in the Bible. Why do I reference the Bible so often? I do all of them. Maybe I reference one that I know most than the other one. I reference all the Bibles that I've read, the books, the holy books that I've read, the Quran, the Gita, the Torah. I talk about them all the time, a lot. But you hear me talk about the Christian Bible most often, maybe because it's the way I was raised. And I know that one very well. A lot of the passages has guided my life, you know, shaped or gave me a direction to take. When I truly read it and understood it in my mid-teens, I started to realize it didn't make any sense for me. And a lot of the things that were being referenced in the book wasn't true or could not be proven to be truth. I say to everybody all the time, I want to know, I want to have this experience that you're having. Just give me something tangible other than a book. that has stories in it. Because I have one with a guy that wears a red cape and a blue suit and he flies around the city. I could give you that. You might believe that's true because it is just another story. Did I? It is inevitable that you're raised in a household that has a method. Yes, you have to tell your children what to do, what not to do. You have to tell your children where to go, what time to go to bed, and you give them your method of life that was given to you by your great grandparents and so on and so forth. You know, I understand all that because at this young age, I mean, they're going to teach me how to put on my diapers or change them for me at least and give me food to drink, eat, and live a life. When you develop and you start to grow, you may start to look at some of the things that's not making any sense, like the Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny or, you know, any of the things. And you get to a certain point where you start to challenge a lot of these things because they're not real. And if you do it well or long enough, you'll understand that your parents told you what they knew, and there's no harm in doing that. Is my parents telling me what to do, how to go? Of course, you would have done it to your kids, and I'm pretty sure your parents would say, "Hey, it's time to go to bed. No, you got to eat vegetables or something. I don't know. You need your rest. You need rest." You are being instructed by the people who are raising you. When you get to become yourself or understand more about yourself, it is your duty to step out of that and do your own thinking. Because if my parents were trying to convince me to ride the horse to work, it wouldn't really work today. It wouldn't, because we've evolved to this where I could get on something else, a bicycle maybe, a motorcycle, a skateboard, and journey myself to work. But the idea of a horse would have been the most prevalent thing a while back. Now we've evolved into something brand new. Unfortunately, according to the many holy books that's out there that's been written, and some people seem to think this world is 6,000 years old, it's over billions of years old. And that's why I keep saying I would be really, really interested in seeing the end that doesn't exist. Of course, you can't find something that doesn't exist. Well, thank you very much for wanting to pray to me, regardless of what I say. Is that disrespect? I don't count. What I say doesn't matter. Where did you get that information from? Anyway, that's what this is a good question in today. Good questions, but I believe a lot of people are out there doing amazing things in life. And if I am saying don't pray for me, and you're saying I'm going to do it regardless, that means I don't. Where's the respect and the tolerance that you may have for my choices that I make? Because I'm willing to respect you and what you believe. But you're just blatantly telling me, what you're saying is poppycock. I'm going to break the rule and do what I want to do. Now, that would have been something somebody had taught you. Wake up. Okay, I hope I answered all the questions. I hope I got this one. This one's a little heavy today, but I didn't duck any of them. I think I got through all of them. Reference. I went through all of them, and if I've missed any, please send back, and we'll go through it. Okay, so we're talking about reality just a minute ago before I went to the emails. Let me talk about the book, The Barrington Awaken Ascension Guide. It is a book that's out there at Amazon. It's been doing very well. I appreciate everybody out there who's purchasing the book. And it's just a method in which it teaches you how to rise up to a higher level of consciousness and for you to have the opportunity of living your best self and not for you to sit behind the ideas or stories of somebody that makes you, gives you a way to live. Nobody knows your method because you have your own purpose. Anyway, the book is available to you. Amazon.com. Appreciate it. Check it out. And it's been said we're doing the show on Sunday as well. We do it on Saturday, Thursday night. Whoa, I'm missing today. Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Same station at 10 p.m. Do check it out. Okay. So we go through rough patches, and this happens in life. There's not much we could do to avoid it. Nobody appreciates shoveling snow, but when it falls, you got to go out there and shovel it. You have no choice. If you're in a passenger in the airplane, it has turbulence, you have to just go through it. Life, you're a participant of what's going on right now with life throughout everything. when an obstacle gets into your path, and it will, because it's life, it will rain someday, like it is doing today, you have to learn how to deal with it, and do not allow yourself to bow down and let it get the best of you. You have to be strong, you have to be resilient, you have to go through everything that is required to get through this game of life. And it is just a game. Do not sweat the small stuff. And when you really take a good look at it, you have to know that it's only small potatoes. Wake up. Wake up. And I'm saying all this because I'm hearing a lot of people right now are going through tough times, difficult time, adjusting to the new economy. Where we live, things seems to have taken a downturn. And everybody that I know in business is saying, yeah, we've slowed down. We've slowed down, we've slowed down. This happens. And years ago when it happened in my business, I would panic and get nervous and, you know, frantically make phone calls to other people who are experiencing the same thing that I'm experiencing. But now I realize it's just time to collect, time to reflect, time to focus, time to get your strength back and get up and go do the fight. The fight for life, or the whatever you want to call it. You have to allow yourself to not let what is happening break you. You can't do that, because once you're broken, it's really hard to fix everything, to move on. It is a small thing. It may be huge on your plate, but if you want to see what it is, try to working on just concentrating on the one item at a time. The multitask thing doesn't work. It does not work. Everybody you talk to, oh, I multitask. No, you don't. It just means you're messing up something. Your attention is needed at one port, and you can only be at one port at a time. So when the attention is needed to fix that thing that's probably making you most sad, sit back, relax, and focus on that one thing that's probably making you most sad, and get yourself in a happy place. Hold your head up. Do what is best for you. Wake up. We talk about spirituality all the time. It doesn't mean that you're exempt from what's going to happen in life. If you have this permanent umbrella, you can walk around in the rain. And yes, you're being protected by this apparatus that's stopping the rain from falling on you. But unfortunately, we don't have one of those that we're aware of that's going to stop us from allowing Murphy's Law to happen to us. You prepare yourself. And a little bit of advice, when it's going really smoothly and everything's moving beautifully, brace yourself, because that is the calm before the storm. And that's inevitable. So you put everything in place, you clean up, tidy up, settle in, and wait. It's going to happen. When it does happen, do not allow it to break you. What we talk about a lot in spirituality is just for you to understand that you are built, created to handle this weather, this storm, this life. You chose this life. It was a conscious decision that you made at a higher level to come here and live the life you're living. At times we get distorted, we get distracted, but you did choose this. So rise up and wake up and hold your head up and be very positive in everything you try to do. Do not give up. Do not derail your dream or dreams. Allow yourself to know thyself. And when you know who you are, then you'll know this. You'll realize you have the strength to endure whatever comes your way. You're made. You're made for this. And I say this because I am talking to a lot of people who are saying things are a little rough. But the flight's going to be over inevitably. You've started early, you're going through what you're going through, then you're sailing smooth for a very long time, and then turbulence occur, rough edges. Don't let it be the end of you. Wake up, don't quit. You're not designed for that. Try to remember what you did the last time you were in this path, this rough patch. It is not designed to break you. It is designed to make you stronger. Use it to its full advantage. It is not, the rough patch wasn't to break you. The rough patch is going to make you stronger. It's to rejuvenate. It's to refresh. But it is designed to make you stronger. Do not allow it to win. Wake up. Take some of that maybe negative energy or energy that you have or concerns that you may have about a path that you're going down that seems to be out of control for you. Wake up. Use that energy to align everything. First of all, you make yourself better or best. You are going to do an amazing job of saving me from drowning if you're a good lifeguard. So learn how to swim or learn how to be a good lifeguard. So use those skills to get you into a spot that will make you better to do the things that you want to do in life. Do those things. Wake up. It's only a rough patch. And every now and then, we bump into it, right? It bumps into us. If you are a spiritual person and you're strong within and you understand all that there is, you will also see this as just a path. You may not like the beans on your plate, but the meal is amazing, isn't it? Life is good. There's going to be something on there that you don't appreciate. It might not be beans, it might be pork, I don't know, something else, but the meal's good. So you don't let that one sour grape, pardon the expression, deter you from having a great meal, a good life. Do not allow the small little details to make a permanent, long-lasting effect on your life by giving up. Wake up. That's what you need to do. We're going to take another break here to catch some emails.
All right, folks, if you're tuning in right now, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington. You can write to us right now in studio 101 at gmail.com, in studio 101 at gmail.com. Also, during the week, anytime you can write to Barrington, that email address is awaken 1308 at gmail.com, awaken 1308 at gmail.com. Nathan wants to know, will things really pass? Think about it. I've been sick before and things passed. I got better, but then I get sick again, and then I get sick again. So are these things really passing, or are they just a temporary stop on things in life? That's from Nathan. Anne said, you have referenced that you read a lot of the religious books put out throughout history. Should we read any of them? And if we do, what would you recommend? That's from Anne. Tucker says, what is really being spiritual? What does that mean? People always get these words confused. Spiritual, religious, etc. What is actually being spiritual? That's from Tucker. Romeo writes in, he says, I am a new listener to your radio show from Lexington, Kentucky, enjoying everything that you are teaching. I will let some of my friends and colleagues know about your show. It is refreshing. That's from Romeo. And let's see here. Back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Romeo, for tapping into the show. And it is refreshing. I've had a lot of those positive responses for people just hearing something and just answering a question or even a method in which they could go to rejuvenate or refresh their own mindset for themselves. So we're not constantly on the grind. You have a minute to step back and refresh yourself. Just giving you a thought about something that you may not have thought about, or you were told not to because it might be wrong, you know, but refreshing is always good. I appreciate you being there. Appreciate it more that you want to pass on this information. Thank you very much for joining our show. And to you and to everybody else, I always say welcome home. If you are a new listener, simply means that you're now tapping, you've tapped back into your spiritual sense and your spiritual existence and the life you were living long before you assumed this body. That's in Lexington, I think, it's Texas?
Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky.
Kentucky, sorry. Sorry for the Americans, I don't know my history as I should. Not my history, my geography, that too. Anyway, so thank you for being there, appreciate it, it's amazing. And hang out and allow yourself to grow spiritually. And welcome home. Now, there is a lot of difference between spirituality and religion and all these other things that we're told to believe or follow through life. Now, religion, people don't like me saying this, but it was made up. It was made up, and that happens after your birth and you came here, and depending on the family that brought you home, you would follow that path or trend that they've set. If you went home with a Jewish family, guess what? Or if you went home with a Muslim family, or if you went home with a Christian family, or the atheist family, or whatever it may be, that's what you'll be practicing, because for the next maybe 7 years, you're going to hear it every day, see it, live it, experience it. But the spirituality is the real you, the real self that's within you. Spirituality was brought, came here with you. Your result, your reason for being here is a result of the spirituality, and you've come from a spiritual world. It's within you. In you, then they're teaching you other things. Spirituality never dies. It comes here with you. It leaves with you. It is the inner spirit self of you, and it is how to connect yourself to all that there is. It is the method in which you could learn that you are a part of this great universe. It is in you. You're not in it. You're that big that you're connected to everything that lives. The energy that's in you is in everybody. Therefore, the sisters and brothers and neighbors and everyone that live is connected to you. That is the energy, cannot be destroyed. You know that. We studied that in school somewhere. So you have to realize you are one family. You're all connected. It all depends. The difference is where you were raised. Some are big, some are tall, some ate potatoes, some ate corn. However you are, you've come from the same source by the same method, and you will go back to the original source by the same method, by getting rid of the body. Spirituality is teaching us how to live. It is within every single one of us, and it is teaching us how to connect ourselves to nature and to be guided by nature. The instructions of which we should have throughout life is by way of connecting through your spiritual existence. Spirituality is a true you. That's your spiritual sense. And if you allow yourself just to sit back and listen to the things that go on in your gut every once in a while, not those weird sounds, but you get the gut feeling every now and again. I should have known. And you are given instructions by the higher self of you, your higher level of consciousness, screaming at you, stay away from him, stay away from her, don't do that, you know, all these things. And then that one day, you, if you didn't follow, you will say, oh my Lord, I should have known. I had my feelings. You did. You were told. You just didn't listen. Now, spirituality will teach you how to tap into that, so you're more connected to the abilities to hear and feel and react to all the instructions that your higher consciousness is telling you to deal, to do, to hang out, how to live. I said this as an example in the past. When the caterpillar crawls into the cocoon and go through the stage of metamorphosis and comes out of the butterfly, who told him? Where did that information come from? When the lion sees the deer and the deer just takes off running, or the gazelle takes off running, who told the gazelle or the lion, the deer, to run away? Well, they're connected to understand that one is the natural enemy of the other. The caterpillar realizes his potential is to become the butterfly, or whatever the case may be, but they are connected spiritually to all that there is. They're quite familiar to the great wave. We've been altered and changed, and wear shoes, and we hang out, and we learn to hate, we learn to be critical, learn to be judgmental, we learn to do all these things, and in doing that, we've stepped away from learning how to be a spiritual being. It will guide you to where you need to be, and most importantly, it will teach you how to be thyself. You will know thyself, and that's the goal of life. Just figure out who you are. Everything will make sense from there on in. Reference in the Bible. Okay, so Nath, you're saying that will it pass? Will these things pass? I don't know. You didn't say much of what the illness was, or but you said if it has come and it's gone away, and it's come back and it's gone away, and it's repeating itself. I don't know. I'm not a medical person, but if it's gone away, there was something you did for it to go away. Don't stop doing it, because if you stop doing it, it'll come back. If you snip off the bud off the dandelion off the front grass, the roots are still good. The roots will still grow. And in a couple of next summer, they'll pop up again. And maybe it's just my front lawn, but that's what's going on. You will have to take to figure out, why is it coming again? What was I doing to bring it about in the first place? And if you can do something, which you've said, and it goes away, well, just keep doing that. Then you'll stay away. Okay. The references that Anne mentions, the references, the book, the Bible, the which one to read. Well, I don't know. There may have been, they're all saying the same thing, by the way, in the root of it all. They all say be a good person. They're all saying to be a good person. Be a good man, be a good woman, be a good person. That's what they're all saying. I don't know that they're different. You know, I've read them and I've found a lot of great passages in these books over the years that I've read. And some of them I take to carry with me for the rest of my physical life. I'm not going to recommend one for you because I don't know enough about you. And I don't know if you meditate, you get all of them. If you allow yourself to connect to all that there is, you will get them all. All these, there's no new words. There's not a library out there that's not connected to the entire system of life. So when you, depending on where you are, you may find comfort in some of the books that's available to you. And I'll guarantee you, some people across the fence will disagree with you about half of it. But if you learn to walk the path of spirituality and you study how to be a spiritual person, then you're in tolerance with everybody simply because, one, you know where they're coming from. You know the reasons why they say this and the reasons why they say all these things. But when you're a spiritual being, you will open yourself to all that there is, the wisdom and the knowledge that's available. It is there. You don't have to purchase it. You just have to allow yourself to accept it. And it is within you. Just wake up that flame. Just go into meditation, settle the brain, quiet the mind, give yourself some time to tap into these channels that's going to give you, blow your mind away. The things that you will just develop with, it's there. It's like, try to imagine a child going into a candy shop, if you could remember that. And they get so giddy and confused because there's so much of it, not suggesting that's what's going to happen. I'm just simply saying it's an abundance of knowledge and wealth that is there. Wealth of, you know, self and everything else. Allow yourself to tap into it. And to read a Bible, I'm not sure. It depended on the group that you want to follow and your reasons for wanting to read it. If you want to know God, if you're just asking me that question because you simply want to know God, take a good look in the mirror. Look in both eyes one at a time. That's God. People don't like me saying that, and they think they're out there. You have to pray to him to ask him to come in and intervene and help you. No, look in the mirror. Look in your eyes. Look at you. You are God. You might say, why did you make me so short with bad hair? Well, this is what you thought about of yourself, but you are the God. You are the God. If you want to know that, and the reason you're thinking about reading a book to tell you where God is, the information that you need to find that's going to show you and prove to you and bring you all the goodness of God is you. But you must take action. You could sit on that couch and pray until the cows come home. If you're not taking action to achieve the things that you really want in your life, you're wasting words. It's hard for me to tell a lot of people. And today's questions are saying I'm resentful, I'm broken, well, good for you. Good for you to muster up all that energy to come up with something creative that's going to make you feel better. Thank you. Anyway, so the spiritual existence is where the path that you want to take, and the spiritual existence is where you want to go. If you want to know God, know thyself. Okay? If you truly, truly want to know God, you must know yourself, because you are the God. I asked a question yesterday, and the person I was asking the question to asked me, why am I trying to confuse them? The question was, did we, man, make God, or did God make man? We asked that question. And it's a tough one, because everything you may know up to this point is telling you man made God, made the Garden of Eden, made this, made that. All. But what if it's not? And this is why people are telling me they're going to pray for me, regardless of what I think. Please don't do that. Please do not do that. If you're going across the ocean and you're swimming and you're carrying all the load that you could possibly handle, and yourself, you're drowning, I don't want you to try to save me. I don't want you, because that's inevitable. Do not try to save me. And save me from what? Wake up. If you want to know God, know thyself. And to thyself, you will be truthful. And you've heard the show today about those who are following the gods that they believe is out there, and they're casting judgment on me. Isn't that incredible? Their leaders, their teachers, their teachings is telling them how great it is. And the fundamental root of this is saying, leave the judging to God, but you step past his rule and tell him, out of hell with you, I'm going to go further. Pardon the expression, I meant the H-E double hockey stick place. I'm going to go further and do my own thing, because I am better than him. Where is the judgment coming from, and why is it there? Please wake up. And to those who are finding this show positive for them, I appreciate your time being there. I want to tell you how to go to express yourself and to become the best you that's possible. Tap into your own self. Everything is within. When you showed up here, you had that bag of goodies. Everything that exists in the universe exists in you. We didn't know how to hate and to be discriminative and to be bashing other people. We didn't know that. We came here as a group of friends, and then we got here, we developed this little thing called greed and fear and superior. There is no such thing of another man being more superior than you. He may think that, but just the mere fact that he's thinking that is indicating the fact that he doesn't know that. If you're a big grown man, you're not going to go home and beat up a little child. You would probably help him to grow and to become a great person, a great man, a great woman. You would develop them, because it's our human intent. But if you're bashing them, what is that saying? You're worse and you're weaker than them. What I said to many people, when somebody's done very bad things to you, sit back for a second and ask, where is that state of mind that you would take this action towards me? Where is your state of mind that you are doing this thing willfully to hurt me? Where is your mind at as you're doing that? What are you lagging? What are you missing? Because we know when you're busy showing me how brutal and mean you could be, you're also showing me how weak and insignificant you know you are. Wake up, everybody. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. Sorry, today's show is a little heavy. I do it from time to time, and I just get there because I want you to think. Just sit back and think. Use your own ability to think. Know that everything is within you. The instructions that's coming from over there that's telling you to join my team, it's only saying that because they realize you're an asset, and you're a great asset to their pockets or their team or whatever the case may be. I want you to understand this. You are the God. I get a lot of trouble for saying that. I get a lot of negative emails because I say that. How dare you say that? You're blaspheming. You're doing this. Well, prove your point, because I've proven mine. Thank you a lot for being a part of the show. Thanks, everybody. New listeners, old listeners, everybody from all around the world. I want you to have a fantastic week. I want you to have a good time. Wake up in the morning, square yourself, your shoulders, look yourself in the eye and say, I am that person, and name yourself. like I would say, I am Barrington. Just know that and live accordingly. You are awesome and you're great. Thank you for being a part of the show. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.